Hello, friends. It's the Ronies again.
Hi.
That's it.
What would you like me to say?
Well, we joke a little bit.
Are we talking about what I think we're talking about?
No. No. So when...
Okay.
When my wife goes down the hall...
Yes?
To go to the room of rest...
Or to go change my clothes, or right. Pretty much any time I'm not in the room with you.
Right. I get a little scared, and so I yell down the hall. I say, "Saweetie, I'm scared." And so at first it was a little funny. But then now she's like, "You are not. Just step out of it. You're fine.
Man up."
I said, I think there's some kind of a wildebeest outside or something.
There's not.
So, the lawyer comes out now. There's not.
Anyway, there's not.
Okay. But here, and then tonight we were talking and she goes, "Well, what if I was gone forever?"
Yes.
That's a
and
very,
you said I would be very, very scared.
Very scared.
And sad.
And
I'm like,
sad.
Oh, okay, so you'd be mostly scared and a little bit sad. Okay.
Good so. To know. So here is the question. No, this is a very important question. Now, in most couples, somebody does the business and the money, and the other person does not. And sometimes
it... Well, not necessarily, though.
Sometimes it... Look. We only got 5 minutes.
We
cannot do this.
Okay, let's just say in a good number of marriages, yes, that does happen.
Yeah, 85.2709%.
Whatever. No, that's not the real percent.
Okay.
Go ahead. Anyway, back.
So anyway, but, you know, the fact is, you know, Randy, my friend at work, and I talk about it quite a bit. He goes, "Man, if my wife dies, I'm up bleep creek. I wouldn't know where anything is. I don't know where to pay this."
I
and
worry
all that.
About that with you, actually, sometimes.
So, I mean, you know, this is a really a good point and a good question is... As a couple, you guys that are listening out there, do you guys have a sharing of information as far as, is there a form? Is there a piece of paper? Is there a disk of some kind that you can put in a computer that would relay the information, God forbid, if something happened, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's an important thing.
I do think about that. I almost put something together before I went to San Francisco a couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, nah, that's just being morbid, and I don't want to do that. But
so,
it's important.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, so that's just kind of something to ponder, you know, is look, I mean, I'm not trying to be a downer, but it's just
things
like,
happen.
You know, things happen and life is hard, and there's all kinds of things that... It can come up
and
happen.
And clearly
so.
We're not talking about a divorce situation.
No.
We're talking about death.
Right. Or, you know...
Or coma or incapacitation.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to, you know, make sure that there is some type of a shifting of the information so that everybody's aware of what's going on.
You have to know where to go for information.
You know, I don't want to go off on a rabbit trail, but anyway, we'll stay right here for now, but... You know, the question is, do you have, or your spouse, whoever is taking, you know, the business side of things, the money stuff, whatever, do you have it written down or compiled somewhere so that you could give it to, you know, your other half, you know? And yeah, it's a valid question. So, you know, that's what I give to you today. So don't be scared. Just get... Get the facts together and get all the information together so that you can, you know, make sure the other person is taken care of. So, this little tidbit and a little bit of jokey.
Yes.
You know. So, this is probably the new iteration of, you know, Ronies on Radio, maybe, perhaps. So.
They're little snippets.
Okay. All right. So, take care, you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.